God.
Okay, so we're starting over.
We sure are. We never even did the introductions before.
No.
No,
you know, we don't do any introductions anymore. Dang.
You know.
Well, thanks for stopping in and listening to us.
Mm-hmm. Sorry
about... No, you go.
I was just going to say, this is Big Jen's, and I'm really sorry about last weekend, everyone. Or last week. Somebody got real fucked up. And it was Kayla, and I can't believe her. No, it was Jen's. It was the Big Jen's right here. I got all kinds of fucked up. I'm really sorry. Thanks for listening, though, and I love you.
You did just fine.
Oh, and
people sometimes want to hear a total shit show, and then they feel better about their own lives. Well, you're welcome.
I'm glad I could help. Yeah. Yeah.
You're helping the world.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Mm. And what's your name?
I'm Kayla, and I'm here to teach you a super sensual, nipply history lesson.
Oh my god, I love nipple stuff. Cool.
So strap your strap-ons on and get ready.
Yeah. Touché, bitch.
Totally. So, we got some reviews. And...
Do tell me about them.
Yes, I already read them to you, but that recording is garbage, so.
I don't remember them anyway. Okay, it's all right. Perfect. I mean, I remember a little bit.
So, one of the reviews, Jesse and Jeans, says, hilarious drunk history. Makes me want to hang with these two all day. Great info along with fantastic farts.
Yeah.
Fucking love you, Jesse and Jeans.
I know. I want to hang out with you too, bitch.
I know. You can sniff my farts if you want.
Oh my god. You can sniff everything if you want.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Oh, that's my line, bitch.
Sorry. Well, we hang out too much, so.
Yeah. And I'll allow it. That's just fun to say anyway, yeah. So it's all right.
We've melded into one person.
Mm-hmm.
We're Jayla now.
Jayla!
Or Kenny with a C.
I don't get it.
Jenny, Kayla, Kenny with a C.
That's funny. That is. Oh my god, did you come up with that all by yourself or was that on a show?
No, I just came up with it.
I want to punch you because it's so amazing. I want to hit you real hard.
Oh my god. And our other review. Thank you so much. We got another 5-star to counter Blalens. To counter Blalens,
the one that
stars
we have.
That we keep getting.
Who's leaving the fucking ones is what I'd like to know.
No.
Oh, you don't leave your name, do you? It's always anonymous, you fucking pussy. Is that what's up? I don't like you, but I'm too much of a fucking shithead to tell you my name. Whatever.
If you don't like us, then at least give us a reason why.
Yeah.
So then we can pretend like we care.
Yeah. I feel that.
Anyways, second 5-star review, because these are the people we actually care about.
Yeah.
Rogue Spartan 4 says, Midwest charm.
Got it. Yeah.
Charm.
Fuck yeah.
I've not really heard that I'm charming.
No.
I think their take on women in history is definitely worth your time. It's fun, raunchy, and unapologetically them. These girls are amazing.
Right on. Unapologetically.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, girl, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
From Corey Smiley Face.
Hey, bitch.
Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Thank you so much for your reviews. We super appreciate them.
Yeah.
It lets us know that you guys like what's going on. Even the 1-star reviews is still...
It's not enough. I don't get it.
We still are, you know, getting something, I guess. 1-star. You clicked on something. Better
than
nothing.
Clicking. Yeah. Right. And you listened. You probably listened. Yes. So I appreciate that also.
Maybe you complained to a friend and that friend was like, maybe that's not for you, but I like the sound of these sluts, so I'll listen.
Right? These slutties are pretty funny, I'll take it. Back that shit up. Yeah. Okay. Who are we talking about, huh? Or we want to do that or we want to keep talking?
No, we can do that if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you know, it's Black History Month.
Yeah.
And I only know that because the internet.
Bitch, you didn't know that before?
Well,
I think I did. I know I did.
I mean, kind of a little bit. We don't, there's zero black people here.
Yeah, that's true. And then, of course, we give them the shortest month, too. It's not very nice.
I've heard that before, too, but it's kind of like, well, if it's not February's fault either, that they're a short month.
I know.
I'm a short person. It doesn't make me
less amazing. Nice one.
I'm always rooting for the short people.
Me too.
I mean, they get the cool month that sometimes has an extra day. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not black, so I mean, I guess I can't. I don't really have an opinion.
I think that's why
my opinion
okay
doesn't
with it.
Mean anything about it. But
I know.
That's just my take as a super duper white person.
We're whiteies.
We're super whiteies.
Big time.
Yes. And then winter, we're extremely white because we can't leave the house.
Literally. But that's like even me in July also.
When it's negative fucking 10. You know what? I felt pretty hot today that a guy fucking walked over to my vehicle in negative 10 degree weather to come and hit on me while I pumped some gas.
Mm-hmm. It's actually very impressive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You still got it. Mama still got it. That's what I'm
saying. I'm almost 30 and these tits are still a swinging.
And they're really like saggy too. But I think he's into mom tits. Must be into mom tits.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So let's get back to business.
Well, there's two right away.
We're here because we're working.
Yeah, I'm working.
Are you making fun of my hand gestures?
Yeah, but I really liked it.
You're
That's
a fucking
why
a-hole.
I don't normally see you do stuff like that. Yikes.
You got yourself a new tool over there to play with.
Sure did.
That's cool.
I don't think it's great because I have a feeling I'm going to whack shit with it, but you'll break something.
So,
whatever.
It's Black History Month, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're the whitest people in the world.
Yeah. We may not say everything the right way.
So, to the best of our abilities, we present to you Stephanie St. Clair.
Stephanie!
A.K.A. Queenie.
I love the name Queenie.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
So, we had to do a black lady for Black History Month.
Have to.
Definitely.
Have to when we want to. Actually, even more awesome.
Yeah, they had more to overcome.
There's not any. I'm stoned.
This woman that we are going to talk about, this was before, like, the schools were desegregated. This was during segregated schools, during.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
That's terrible. I think back to that, and it really was not that long ago.
I know.
That everything was still off. It was like, 60 years ago? It was still going on.
Stephanie St. Clair was born December 24th, 1897.
All right.
In Martinique. It's an island in the Caribbean.
Oh, cool.
And then she died shortly before her 73rd birthday in 1969 in New York.
I love that you included that this time. So we don't waste 10 minutes trying to figure out how old she was.
Yes.
Good girl.
I was on my shit.
I'd say.
So, Stephanie St. Clair ran an underground illegal gambling operation and was the most wealthy, powerful black female in New York in her time.
Good girl. Mm-hmm. That's a very excellent accomplishment.
Fucking hell yeah.
Jesus, can you imagine?
You just wait.
Oh, wow.
This story is I don't know why there's not like more fucking movies and shit about this.
Well,
this is
what
like
I'm wondering. This woman sounds amazing and we're like three sentences in.
Yes. Good. I'm glad you like it so far.
Yeah.
So she was born mixed and her mom was French and her father was African.
Well, I bet she was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Her mother's name was Felicienne.
That's right. So pretty.
Mm-hmm. And Stephanie is how I say it because I'm white. Because she was French, she had like a little duty dads over the E and whatever. And
oh, she did.
So it's probably like
Stephanie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But Felicienne was her mom. Or I'm probably saying that wrong too.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a single mother. And her mother was very strict and she worked really hard to put Stephanie into school, through school.
Yeah. For a young black woman in 18, 97 or whatever?
Yes.
I'm surprised that they could go to school. Honestly, I didn't know that schools even existed then.
This is a Caribbean, though.
Okay.
So this isn't in the United States.
Okay.
But it still was rough, I'm sure, for a black female.
Mm-mm.
So when Stephanie was 15 years old, her mom got really sick.
Poor mama.
Mm-hmm. And Stephanie had to leave school to go to work so that she could, you know, provide for her family.
That sucks. Fuck yeah.
So she was a maid for, like, a really rich family. And the son of the family would repeatedly rape her.
Well, okay. Ew. Yeah, that's not cute.
What a piece of shit.
Right?
And it's probably, like, she probably makes good money.
I know, so she doesn't want to leave, right?
What can she do?
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Weinsteined her.
Oh my god, right? Gross. You, like, really leaned into that.
That was good.
Yeah.
No, opposite. Okay, so she saved up enough money from this rapey family. Because her mom passed away. Sorry.
Oh, I kind of figured.
Okay. Her mother dies, and she wants to get the fuck out of Dodge, and she moves to France.
Parlez du français?
And she knows fluent French and Spanish. And she was actually a very sophisticated lady.
Really?
Yes.
Good girl.
For working with, you know, being a maid to, like, a rich family, and then her mother was very strict. So, in 1912, she's in France, so she's, like, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she can read and write, which for a black woman, it was totally unheard of at this day and age, and she still couldn't get a job. So...
Because she was a black lady?
Probably, maybe.
That's so fucked up. Probably, yeah.
I don't know if France was racist.
Probably.
I mean, here, yes.
I think everywhere was then, okay. I think.
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. We were, so why couldn't other places be?
Right.
But, so, she couldn't get a job. She ends up moving here to the United States of America.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
I don't know why you'd think you'd get away from racism by coming here, but...
Well, because, you know, everyone's always been like, America's the best, right? Isn't that what people have always thought? And they get here and they're like, you know what? You guys fucking suck, dude. I know
it. Yeah. Everywhere sucks.
Mm-hmm.
She Bless moves you. To Harlem.
Oh.
She actually learns English on the boat ride over.
What?
Yeah.
How long was that boat ride? It's probably like a month, right?
I don't know. It must have been a while.
I think it was a while. It wasn't like 20 minutes shit. Okay. Well, when I think boat ride, you know, like you don't really think, oh, that took like 6 weeks.
No, not usually.
But English, though, I mean, that's a hard language to learn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fucking awesome that she did that, though.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
So people described her as easily outraged or angered by injustices.
Okay.
And that she was very stern and scary. And she loved to cuss.
Good girl.
Yes.
That makes me excited.
And before I forget, I got all this information from Wikipedia and blackpast.com.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Again. Thank you for clearing that up.
I had to throw that in there. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Sophisticated mama.
So, she finds a dude. She finds a nice dick.
Mm.
And he's like some small-time crook, little wannabe pimp daddy fucking, like, piece of shit. And he, little pimp man, tries to get Stephanie to prostitute for him.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I mean, I was liking him before because I like little dickbags like that. But now I'm lost.
You're not going to get a sophisticated mama to be a fucking prostitute for you, bro.
Right.
So... She was like, not that there's anything wrong with prostitute.
No.
I don't think.
I don't either.
But society probably deems otherwise.
Sure.
So, She stabs him in the eye with a fork. And hops on a bus and flees from New York.
In the eye?
She stabs him in the eye.
Ooh, that's rough. Ow, yeah. He could die.
Mm-hmm. He didn't die. But her bus got stopped by the KKK.
Oh, no, no.
And several passengers were beaten. Some were hanged.
Oh.
They burned people.
Because she did that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, just because it was probably a bus full of black people.
Okay.
And Stephanie was raped repeatedly.
She can't catch a break, man.
Mm-mm.
Jesus.
In this day and age, black women were just not even treated like humans by people. I mean, probably still happens today, but back then it was like a normal part of society.
Which is more than disgusting.
That makes you sick.
That literally makes my stomach turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That anyone was ever treated like that.
It's fucking fucked up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's not in New York, but she learns that the fork-faced fuckboy has been murdered.
Mm.
And he comes back. Not by her, either. He doesn't get murdered by her.
He comes back to what? From
she
life?
She comes back.
Bitch, I thought you said he comes back, and I'm thinking, this is not that kind of story, right? What?
No, but I want to do a story on, like, somebody who is a ghost.
Be fucking cool.
I believe in entities.
Entities?
And titties.
And titties, bitch. Yeah, me too. I believe in those more than anything else. Yeah.
So Stephanie joins a gang.
Step on me.
Step on me.
I can't. So, like, 1986. I'm sorry. You knew I was going to say that at some point.
I've never heard that in my life.
What? You have...
Step on me?
Yeah. No. Step on me. Step on me.
No.
Dude, so stupid.
So, she joins a gang.
Yeah.
Called the 40 Thieves.
What?
Thieves.
40 Thieves.
Do I not talk right? Am I not talking right?
No, I think I'm not hearing right.
No.
You're good.
So, it doesn't take her very long, and her don't fuck with me attitude makes her rise all the way to the fucking tippity-top top.
It's like the goddamn cream.
And up to the top.
Yeah, bitch.
I was gonna say like a booger when you...
I think a booger would sink, bitch.
Maybe.
I think so.
Unless it's like a real flaky one.
If it's... Oh, you know what? It would always float. And I can drink... Like, can you imagine like getting water with like bugs floating in it? Dude.
Drinking it.
And it's chewy all of a sudden. You get like a little something chewy. And
it like hydrates it, yes.
My God, that doesn't... There's no taste to it, but why am I chewing on something? Yeah. You're right. Wouldn't that be disgust? Oh my God. Sorry. You're getting carried away here. No, you're not. It's me. Again.
So, because she's the fucking leader now,
she
starts her own business.
I get it.
With her new lover.
Who's her lover? Is it a lady?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to guess the name of her
Richard.
New lover?
No. Richard Dick. Dick Richard.
It's two.
Tupac.
No, it's two letters is the name.
RJ. No. AJ. DJ. CJ. VJ. MJ. What's the, AC Slater. L.
No.
I don't know.
It's Ed.
Oh. I don't know why I was thinking, like, you know, what are those initials? I was thinking initials. Oh, Ed, that's so simple.
AC Slater.
I said everything but Ed. It's like the only two name word I didn't say, or two letter word I didn't say. Shit.
It's all right.
Okay.
So, her and Ed start a new business where they sell controlled substances.
Love it. I'm in.
Give me some of that.
Yeah, mama's thirsty. Or mama's hungry for a crunchy booger. That isn't making no sense. Sorry, man.
So She quickly makes a fat ass 30 grand.
Oh, yeah.
She decides she's sick as fuck of this Ed fella. She says, fine, bye.
Bye, Edward. She did. Oh, man, I kind of felt bad for Ed. I liked that guy. And I only heard about him 3 seconds ago, but I liked him.
You're not going to like him anymore.
Oh, shit.
So he was like, no, I think I'm going to choke you and try and kill you. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, no.
She got out of his stranglehold, shoves him, knocks his face off of a counter, and kills him. He's dead.
Well, he deserved that. He had it coming. He had it coming.
Self-defense, yeah.
Totally.
If you try and kill me, I'm going to kill you back. And for the next few months, Stephanie employed all of her own men. And she even had police officers on her payroll.
Oh, dirty cops. I love a dirty cop. Mm-hmm. I don't, actually. But
yeah, no, that's bad.
In this story, I'm okay with that.
As long as you're dirtying for good, for the good of the people.
It's if you want to get fucked for money, cool.
Do that.
Who gives a shit? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I see. All right. So, she made so much money doing her own thing without stupid Ed's dead face.
Yeah.
That on April 12th, 1917, she invested 10 grand into the underground lottery game of Harlem.
What's that? What's that? It's just what it sounds like, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how to really explain it more than that.
I guess that's then all I need. I mean, you'd think it would be all I needed.
It's underground, so it's probably not known about. And yep. It's gambling.
It's like the dark web.
And it's in Harlem.
Is it like the dark web or some shit?
I don't know what the dark web is.
It's like the internet, but like gone bad. Like you can find like really awful, like
oh my God, did you ever
satanic
go to,
shit on there, I think.
Rotten.com.
Yes. I just looked for it the other day and I couldn't find it.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck?
And shout out to Kimmy right now. We used to watch Faces of Death.
What's that?
Together. It's these sick, disgusting, fucking, I mean, vile, like, VHS tapes. There's, like, 20 of them of just, like, puppies being killed and, like, and just, like, people dying.
You used to watch that stuff?
I used to watch that with her. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, like, all the time, but I think we watched it at her house a couple times. She loved that shit.
Is that why we're all so fucked up?
Well, of course.
Because we all watch that weird show when we get... I watched a dude lose his head from a helicopter one time.
Right? Oh, my God, crazy. I'm into it. How did you see that?
On Rotten.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like the same kind of thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like what syphilis looks like.
But
like
yours is like 10 years older.
Like advanced
VHS
syphilis.
Tapes.
Oh my God, right?
I just aged myself.
I just aged myself big time.
There was like celebrities' dead bodies on there too.
Yes.
There was like Tupac and Marilyn Monroe.
I was into that creepy shit. I can see it like on... I would look at it on Rotten.com, but I couldn't watch like a video of it happening anymore.
Yeah.
I cry if I swat a fly out of the air. I'm like, oh my God. No.
Didn't you just cry when I told you I was going to get another cat earlier today?
Yeah. It really, that's true. It happened like 2 hours ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I could watch it then. And now I'm like, fuck you. I can't. I didn't have any kids or anything. You know, like, after you have children, some people, like, get a lot.
Get sappy and shit?
Yeah.
You're, like, trying not to cry right now. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Because I'm going to move on.
Yeah, please. All right. Please do. Okay.
So my baby girl was running the numbers game, is what they called it. Yeah.
Ooh, the numbers.
So people started to refer to her as Queenie, like a motherfucking queen that she is.
I love it. Good girl, Queenie.
And then in Harlem, her name was Madame St. Clair. Could you get a cooler name than that?
No.
Yeah.
You're seeing the same fucking thing.
Madame St. Clair.
Madame. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to be a Madame.
You would be such a good Madame. Oh,
what?
My God.
Are you serious?
If that becomes...
You think so?
If that becomes legal, you should be a Madame. Yeah, because you're so nice and, like, caring...
Not really,
and
but...
And you love to fuck and talk about fucking and...
Yeah. Oh my God, I've got a calling and it's just not legal. Cool.
You just need to make a bunny ranch.
Right on. I thought about it.
Oh, you know what I said to my girl?
What?
I said, because she called me earlier because her bandage was bloody again and she wanted me to come change it. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, but I have to come now and do it because I have to go pick up my friend. She's going to come stay the night at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, okay.
Shut up. She was pissed.
No, she wasn't pissed. The next time I called her like an hour later, I'm like, okay, how's it going? Because she hit her hand or whatever. And,
yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, what are you, having a threesome or something tonight?
Fuck off. She didn't. Your grandma's the coolest fucking bitch. She's like 75.
She's on speakerphone.
She's like 75. Who thinks of that at 75? How fucking cool is that? Anyway, so where were you when this happened?
In the car. I was just about to pump gas, but I was like, I'm going to call my grandma really quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was like, I don't know. I was just assuming because you said that your friend was going to stay the night at your house on Valentine's.
Oh, dude, I didn't even think about that.
Like, what kind of a gift are you getting for him? I was like, oh, grandma.
Oh, my God.
And she's on speakerphone. My daughter is, like, in the car.
What a great idea.
That's what I said.
Dude.
I was like, I don't know, but you're giving me some ideas here. Mm-mm. Maybe you're onto something. Grams, she is pretty hot, but no, she's just a really good friend of mine, and I forgot it was Valentine's Day, so.
It sounds terrible, but let me know how it goes.
Oh, my God.
Here's my some. Oh, my God. What a great fucking idea, bitch. Mm-hmm. And I love your grandma.
Yeah, I don't know.
So incredibly much.
She's amazing.
She is the coolest old lady I've ever met.
So,
yeah.
Kind of get back to the story.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to do like a bad bitch episode on her. Anyways, back to Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
So she was Queenie, Madame, yeah, fucking kick-ass bitch. So
yeah.
No woman had ever ran the show like her. Like, okay. Especially not a black woman.
I wouldn't think so.
Mm-hmm. She had tons of, like, mafia gangsters, like, working for her.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, to do her bidding and stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That is fucking crazy.
So she was hands down the most successful black female of her time in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And in the USA, during Madame's reign, the banks didn't work with black people.
Why? What do you mean? How did black people do their banking? They didn't.
They weren't. Yeah, they didn't. They didn't have anywhere to bank. So.
Oh, because a lot of them probably didn't make money. Well, too much anyway, but they should still have a place. Why can't they bank?
It's just racism.
It's so stupid.
Plain and simple. She was born black. Whatever. God. So. Stephanie.
Yeah.
Was like, I'll be the bank, bitch.
Give me all your fucking money.
And she became, like, the bank for the black community of Harlem.
Cool. Oh, no way.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And then, too, she hired people from the black community, too, to work for her. And be her, you know, like.
She gave them jobs.
Yeah.
Good girl.
She brought jobs there. So, the money was just kind of, like, you know, building on its own and within its own community. So.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, she's the fucking mayor, pretty much, of the black community. She's like, nobody's going to help my people, so I'm going to help my people.
Goddamn right.
And she herself was so loaded that she got to live this beautiful, lavish lifestyle. She had a beautiful home. She had furs. She was, like, gorgeous. She walked down the street and people were just like, look at that fucking rich lady walking around the fox fur and fucking Louis Vuittons.
Shut up. God damn. Good girl.
But she was, like, one of those ladies who had, like, the fancy hat.
With, like, feathers on it,
yes,
and shit?
Yep.
Or, like, with a mesh in front of her face that
and
comes down?
And she wore, like, the fancy silk gloves, and she would remove them, like, finger by finger.
Oh, my God,
slap
right?
Slap people with them.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know.
Crazy. I'm, like, acting it out there as you're doing it. I, like, whack someone in the face with my fake glove. I don't know. I would never be able to dress fancy like that, could you?
No, but she wore high heels, and she was a glamorous lady. And
okay.
If she spoke, she spoke with a authority.
Jalaviv.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Bourgeois d'ivoire.
Does that mean bedroom?
Oh.
Does it?
I don't know. That's not. I
did you just say that word to me?
Yeah.
It sounded legit. I don't know if it is or not.
I think it's just a bunch of weird noises I put together.
Mm.
So.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Thought maybe you knew more shit than I thought you did. You knew more things. You're holding out on me.
No, I suck. I'm sorry. I have nothing to do.
No, I don't know shit either. I was very impressed with that. I'm like, bitch knows French too.
So it's the 1920s in Harlem. Mm,
yeah.
And this bitch is making $20,000 a year profit. All Jesus. For herself.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice.
And that, yeah, that's amazing for a woman.
It's unheard of.
A black
Literally,
woman.
That's unheard of.
Yes, absolutely. She made it possible. And she got so sick and tired of the fucking pigs and the way that they treated her community, her black community.
Yeah.
It was unfair, unjust. And remember before how I said she was described as
tough.
Being like overwhelmingly angered by injustice?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shit. What does she do now?
She puts ads in the newspaper basically educating the black community about their rights.
Okay.
What their rights are when interacting with the police. And the police did not like that very much. And she went and complained, like, to all the higher-ups in the police department. She wrote letters. She went straight up to their offices. Like, she was hot fucking pissed. She wasn't going to let it go. But I'm sure you can already assume that the cops didn't fucking care what this black lady had to say.
No, probably not.
They're not gonna fucking care.
Mm-mm.
So she was like, you're gonna care or I'm gonna make you fucking care. And then she decided to
make them care. Nice.
By then putting ads in the paper, calling the police officers out by name. Saying that they were unjust police officers and nobody's doing anything about it.
Yikes. What happened? What happened to these men?
They arrested her.
Oh, God. Okay, so nobody cared that the cops were dirty.
Nobody
cared about that shit. Okay, mm-hmm. Of course they didn't.
They took, like, a charge and then they trumped it way up and fucking just butt-fucked her. Fucking some bullshit. The jury was like an all-white jury, charged her guilty of whatever the fuck it was.
Which is not even legal anymore.
No.
No. And it should not have been then.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go to the next page.
Mm. There's another side to that, right?
Nope.
Is that it?
This is the end.
Oh, all right. I thought there was this in another page. Yeah.
There's not.
Okay. There's not. Jesus. All right, Eminem. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Like, the candy or the wrapper?
I'm not the wrapper.
The candy wrapper. Okay.
I am so funny. You're
somebody
hysterical.
Get me a show.
Oh my God. Becky, you're so funny today.
Good Lord. This is Black History Month and we couldn't be more white.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, shit.
Right?
I would feel so bad if I ever hurt anybody because of their race. I would never try and do that.
Mm-mm.
But I am stupid and say dumb things sometimes.
I'm going to second that.
So.
Not you, I mean, I do the same thing.
I'm just going to move on with this story.
Do it.
Because I love this bitch.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do what she does now.
She must have had everything against her, literally everything
right?
against her.
How do you even come back? How do you not come back from that? But I mean, like, how do you stack up to that? You don't. It's just, it's impossible. She did the impossible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she was arrested and sentenced to 8 months in a labor house.
Oh, what's that? Like parole or some shit?
I have no idea.
It can't be like parole.
It's probably just like a jail, but you like work inside of it or something. You like create, like make things or something.
I'd rather just
slave
be
labor.
In jail.
It's probably slave labor.
It's totally slave labor.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be in jail, bitch.
No shit.
Right?
So, when she got out.
Oh, no. I'm afraid for these coppers, to be honest.
She wasn't very happy.
No shit.
And she decided to take a bunch of proof, like hella proof, and go to the Seabury Commission and testify and give names and proof of every single high-ranking police officer that she had ever bought with a bribe.
Yay. Oh, all right.
And she got over a dozen police officers fired that day.
Yeah. Good on
suck
you,
suck on that, fuckers.
Goddamn right. Suck my butthole, too. No, I want her to suck a big, juicy asshole. Not her, him. I want the men to have to suck a juicy asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope those fucking police officers had to suck a diarrhea butt.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh my god, a bloody diarrhea butt.
Oh god!
After you ate cabbage. Nast.
Yeah, she was like, fuck off. Yeah. Fuck you, pieces of shit. Don't fuck with the madame.
Don't do it.
And after probation ended, not probation.
Prison sentence or...
After prohibition ended.
Prohibition, bitch. Prohibition.
After prohibition ended, the mafia started losing a lot of money because they were making a lot of their money doing like the moonshine and shit.
Yeah, but so I didn't know this happened during prohibition.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they decided, hey, we should probably move into this underground gambling scene.
Oh, yeah.
To maybe, like, make our profits back that we're losing from people buying alcohol legally now.
Oh, all right.
And they went to all of the... Okay, sorry. The main mobster's name was David Schultz.
David.
He was an Italian mafia leader.
What an original name. David Schultz. Jesus.
I know, you're going against the madame.
I know, I thought he was going to be like an Ed or something. Fucking David.
And
I like Davids. I love Davids, as a matter of fact. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
so
David's all right.
It's like all right.
There's so many. I mean, there's shitty Davids and like the coolest in the world fucking Davids. So.
And there's just like Davids that are just all right.
Yep. And then there's Davids that you're like, I would jump on that face right now.
There's Davids that are fucking chomos out there.
Oh, God, yeah.
There's every kind of David.
Fucking loser chomo. Okay, so.
We went off on Davids.
I don't even know a chomo David either.
I don't either.
But if you're a chomo, you can fuck right off, you piece of shit.
Ew.
Nasty. You nasty. Sorry. Anyways.
I'm sorry, my hip dysplasia is acting up.
Don't worry, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I've had my legs crossed for like 3 hours, though, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm dislocated. It is Valentine's Day. My hips are dislocated.
I'm glad I can make you walk funny later.
Right? He's excited.
So, anyways, David Schultz, cool. he would move in on all of the number operators. And he would say, like, hey, I'll protect you if you pay me.
Aye.
And they would either say, cool, cool, here's the money. Or they'd be like, nah, bitch, I have my own protection. I don't need you. And then he would, like, pow, pow, kill them.
Jeez.
And take over their money and their operation.
Okay.
So not a nice guy. No. He's a kind of a fucking piece of shit.
David sucks. He's a shitty David.
Yeah.
He's a diarrhea butthole David. Yeah.
So, he makes it around to the madame, and he says, hey, let me protect you for money. And she's like, nah, I don't need your protection, bitch. I got my own shit.
Oh,
I got my right-hand man, Bumpy Johnson.
Shut up. Is that real?
Yes.
Did you just say that?
No, his name's Bumpy.
Now, that's the kind of fucking shit name I'm talking about. I love me a Bumpy Johnson. That's amazing. Fuck you, David Schultz. David Schultz. You can lick a dick.
Bumpy Johnson.
These words.
David to eat a dick and fuck right off.
Good boy.
And he was going to kill them, and they knew that. So instead, they went to the police and tipped the police off about his gambling operation.
Oh, shit.
And okay. His shit got super raided.
Nah, I'm going to karate chop you to the dead ground because you're David.
Fuck you, David. They arrested all of his employees. They seized $12 million from him.
That's literally like a trillion nowadays, right?
$172 million today.
Oh my God. And what was it, 11? 12.
12 million back
That's
then.
That's disgusting. People should not be able to have that much money.
That's so no much one, money. What are you doing no one, with that?
No one needs
are
that much money.
Are you wiping your butt with that?
And if you have that much money, you should be obligated to give it to like 12 different
people.
Like in organizations. Okay. Like,
organizations.
Or, like every week.
I don't know.
Or every month. You should have to give it away.
Maybe.
If you have that much money.
Yeah, I don't know. $172 million, I guess, isn't that. I mean, it is a lot, yeah. You shouldn't be able to have more than that.
No.
That should be, like, the limit, $172 million.
It should be, like, $50 million.
Yeah.
$100 million should be the cutoff.
I like it, $100 million. You can live comfortably for the rest of your life, and so can your children. My mom left me nothing, and I'm totally fine. Look at me.
Right? You're such a well-adjusted adult. You are.
Shit.
I know it sounds really sarcastic, funny. But you're good.
Anyways,
you're well adjusted and shit.
So, Madame St. Clair was the only numbers operator who did not submit to David Schultz.
Mm.
The only one.
Good girl.
She's so much better than all those dudes.
Like, oh my God, this bitch knows what's up.
Okay, but obviously, because of all the enemies she made in the police force, she kind of had to cool her shit off.
Yeah.
And she handed her business over to Bumpy.
Oh,
Bumpy Johnson. You really have to put the last name. It just ties it all together.
Bumpy Johnson.
Bumpy Johnson took over her.
I love it. Her thing. It's so funny to say that.
That was a potty break again.
Sorry, had to. The first one was a big old dump for me. It came out nice. It was super smooth. I almost called you in there.
Oh,
but then I.
And you didn't?
There was too much paper from wiping.
Okay.
My God, she can't see anything anyway.
Did you use my baby wipes?
No.
Oh.
Okay. No, I just use toilet paper because I'm not a total germ freak show like you. But thanks
no,
for
you're
offering.
A disgusting.
I'm
piggy girl.
Yeah. So I had my man smell my hair last night and he said, oh. I'd rather open up the deep fryer and smell that. That's just what it smells like. I'm like, you are a jerk. But I hadn't showered for like 3.5. It was 3 days. 3 days. Three nights, 4 days. Hey.
I've been there.
Right?
Whatever. One of my girlfriends told me one time that she went like 9 days without showering.
Oh.
I was like, girl, that's a long time. Yeah.
That's like a record.
Okay.
Yep.
We're back at it.
Okay.
So, I saw Bumpy Johnson again.
That is an amazing name.
So, did I tell you that she handed her whole operation over to the Bumpy?
Yep.
Okay.
To the Bumps. Sure. I don't mean like Coke. Yay! But I said it, didn't I?
I like it. Mm-hmm. To the Bumps. The Bumps is now running the
Bumpy
shit.
Bumpy Bumps Johnson.
Mm. And the madame retired, and she decided to put all of her energy into social reform.
Yes.
And then she married this fella who was nicknamed the Black Hitler.
Oh, well, that seems like it would be a problem, maybe.
Yeah, he wasn't a nice guy. Not a nice guy.
She likes the bad boys. I do. I admire that in her.
I think it takes a pretty strong guy to handle a lady like her.
Yeah.
Of her caliber, so.
I'd say.
Anyways, it didn't last very long. They did get married. It didn't last long because he was pretty much the biggest piece of shit husband in the whole world.
Sure.
And he stole money from her.
Oh, that's not okay.
Uh-huh. Why are you stealing money from this bitch?
Yeah,
what is wrong with you?
She will take off your fingernails and then cut your fingers off and then cut your dick off
like,
after she sticks
thinking?
A straw inside of it.
And you married her, you know this. So not only did he steal money from her, he took the money and with his side chick, tried to start a business with her.
He's dead. He's dead. He's a fucking dead man walking.
Yeah. She was like, nah. How about I'm going to fucking shoot you
with my gun? How about I'm going to bash your head in with the bat that I keep in my vagina car? Right?
She went to prison for that one, though.
How did she kill him?
Shot him.
Little bang bang.
Skeet, oh. Skeet. Skeet, skeet. No, she went to prison for 10 years for that one. Yeah. And then after she got out, she continued to help her black community with voting rights, discrimination, police brutality. And then after Bumpy retired, too, he went to live with Stephanie. And then they wrote poetry together until he died.
Why? Why did he die?
I don't know. I think he just got old.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Because and then when she died 1 year later.
Shut up. She died of a broken fucking heart because she couldn't live without Bumpy.
Bumpy she needed Bumperson. That Bumpy Johnson.
Oh, my God. That's like a code name for his dick, too. Right? That's fucking badass.
Yeah. So she died in 1969.
Yeah.
Just before her 73rd birthday.
Yeah.
69, your friends. Do it.
Oh, my God. What a fun idea.
So, yeah. There's a couple of movies that have her. And, there's a...
I like the movies.
Yeah, there's The Cotton Club.
I don't know it. Oops.
Whoa.
I did it. I finger banged the mic.
That was from 1984.
I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't see it.
And then there was another movie called Hoodlum, and that was from 1997.
No.
And they Stephanie is in both of those movies.
She is.
Portrayed by an actress.
Okay. Well, of course, she's been dead since 69, right?
For sure. Yeah. So. Yeah.
There's a movie that, like, Aaron Paul fucking directed and wrote and shit. It's called Hoodlum. It's from, like, 2010, though. That's why I knew it wasn't the same one.
Oh.
And because I've seen it, and it's not at all like them. So there's two reasons.
Oh, shit.
What a great story, Batch.
Well, I'm talking about the fucking 1997. Wait, what was it?
1997
one, yeah.
Ayo. You just, like, Matrix that microphone
so hard. You like
so
that? Hard. I fucking dip-dodge that shit. I know better. I'm not going to blow my eardrums out today.
Or mine, thank yes. you. Mine are already gone, bitch. They're already gone, bitch.
I know, people always say that, like, turn the volume down then. It's like, well, not normally am I bashing my face against the mic.
Yeah. That was a fantastic story.
Yeah.
I really liked her.
Stephanie's the queen of Harlem.
You really liked her. It's been a minute since we've had someone that wasn't, like, a terrible, awful asshole, right?
No.
What?
Well, we had Maul.
Oh, yeah, she was cool, too. Yeah. I forgot about her.
I mean, we did just do Nanny Doss, but then we did, like, Linda Lovelace.
Mm-hmm.
She was, like, a nice girl.
I like, whoa. Yep. Sucked a mean cock. Nice girl, though.
Anyways,
yeah.
So we need to let you know that March 28th, we will be at the House on the Rock.
At Nooner. It's a Nooner.
Yeah, give us a Nooner, baby. Yeah. Let's have a Nooner. Just kidding. Nothing it's but a kid Nooner, friendly.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. We'll do something someday that's not kid friendly and we'll all party rock and have a great time. This time around, safe kid friendly stuff.
Yep.
So, don't come with your nipples out.
Oh. Or if you do, just like look for Big Jen's and we'll separate ourselves from the children.
Okay. Or just, hide them from the children. Right. So.
Because I'm going to be there. And if I can handle being around kids, all you fuckers can too. Don't worry about it.
Bring your cool kids and we'll have a great time visiting the most iconic house in all of Wisconsin, the House on the Rock, which is a bizarre, creepy, weird house.
Is it creepy?
I don't know if it's creepy. Oh, okay. I heard that you shouldn't go there on mushrooms.
That was like your life experience is what that is. It's not, you heard that. Fucking lying, bitch.
I'm fucked up.
Where were we? Me too. I just put glasses on in here. It's dark. I put glasses on.
Did you put glasses on?
But I always wear them.
Shit, fuck stack.
I always do it. Let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
Let's get out of here.
All right. Well, go. Yeah, go and give us a rating if you feel that we are deserving of it.
We're not
People
worthy.
See our ratings, and then we'll read it on the show. And
love it.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay.
That sounded fucking tight.
Oh, it smells so bad.
I don't.
It's like the worst smell I've ever smelled.
Oh my God. It's like meat and beer.
I haven't even really.
What kind of potatoes were in that? Not potatoes, but like what kind of meat was in potato soup? Ham or sausage?
Bacon.
Fucking shit. I smell sausage. But you know what? Belches don't last as long as farts do. They're not as heavy.
That's very true.
So I think maybe that's why I'm. Wait a second. I said I was better with butthole stuff, not mouths. I was just about to say, that's why belches are so much better. I feel the opposite.
Fucking shit. Okay. Yeah. You know, tell all your friends about us. That's the most important part. Because if you tell your friends, they'll trust you because you're a cool person. And then they'll be like, this person's cool. I should probably listen to this podcast.
That's how it works, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that idea.
Oh, my God. Okay, stop by next week. We'll have another lady for you. You don't know what you're going to get. It might be bad, might be good, might be bad in a really good way. You don't know. Yeah. Sometimes being bad is really good.
Not sometimes. It almost always is. Bad girls. Say what you want to do. Say what you want to do. We went for our titties at the same time.
Oh,
how cute is that? And how tight is this goddamn sweatshirt? Whoa.
Are we morphing into the same stupid person?
We are. It's Kenny with the C. Oh, yeah. Or J-Love. So that's for sure we are. Yeah. It's happening. Oh, I don't know if that was on this one or the one that we started over.
I know.
We just talked about, so.
I feel like we probably started over.
Sorry. Let's get out of here.
Uncle Randy does love you.
Mm-mm. The feeling's mutual.
Right. God damn, I love that Uncle Randy fella. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, bye.